The new dress code outlines how much underwear is allowed to show, that clothing not be see-through, that hats have no brims, and what a student wears cannot advocate unhealthy behavior, dangerous practice, or create a safety problem. Vice Principal Caleb Fine says they wanted to create practical guidelines.
What happens there is, you know, what underwear are we worried about? A lot of that question arises. The bra strap is not our number one concern. That's like the big question mark. You'll see in a lot of other schools, they require, you know, 3-4 inches of shoulders covered, which eliminate even that potential. But we're more concerned with, obviously, bottoms or the bra outside of the strap being revealed. But we did want to make sure it's noted that, you know, you've got to cover your underwear. And we did want to make that straightforward because it had been slipping. And although we had a much more conservative dress code in the past, what was happening is it wasn't being enforced with consistency.
The code states the horizontal gluteal crease not be visible. It's also known as the gluteal sulcus, the gluteal fold, or the place where the buttocks meets the thigh. Fine says they now have a code that is easier to enforce.
Like, how do you say appropriately cover your butt? And in our research, that was the appropriate term. That's where the butt starts. And our past code had, you know, mid-thigh. You see a lot of schools say that things have to be mid-thigh when sitting. And we recognize that that might not be, that saying mid-thigh doesn't work anymore, but we feel it's very fair to say your entire butt needs to be covered, and the most appropriate way to define that is gluteal crease, because everyone's body is different, and that's another thing we didn't want to do and say is there has to be a certain amount of inches. That's, we felt that was not fair. It's really about appropriate coverage and yes, covering your gluteal crease in its entirety.
Fine says the reason for a dress code is to provide safety for students, socially, emotionally, and physically. He says there's research about students wearing hats with bills on them.
If you can get a bill over your eyes, that you can disengage and the teacher can't engage with you. So we don't want students, you know, having a bill that covers their eyes and the line is no bills. I do recognize you could wear a hat in a way that that you could still see eyes. But the other factor with the hats is we do have a camera system that we do use for student safety. And because of the angles of the camera, if students have hats on, it's very hard to identify faces. Unfortunately, they're not the most high-definition cameras in the world. They're security cameras.
Fine says most students have been very cooperative, with just a few frustrated by the new code.
You can kind of show the big picture to the students. We've got really smart kids. They don't necessarily love everything, every decision that an administrative team makes, but we've got some of the best and brightest students, and there's great reflective conversations. One of the things the school board has allowed us to do is every high school has an opportunity to create their own policy and also revise that policy. So we're not here to say we always have the perfect answer, but for the most part, we're really happy. Students are still able to, I think, wear most of the clothes they were planning on wearing.
The dress code is in the student handbook, which is online at pcschools.us. The handbook overall received a big update last spring, addressing attendance, harassment, grading, and cell phone usage. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.